Blog Talk Radio.
While it is called today,
unless any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin can cause you to be hardened against the Lord and the things of God. It can cause you to turn away from God. You start running after it, and you stop running after him. He says, unless you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ. We are made partakers of Christ. If there's a condition there, he says, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. We ought to be indeed, as the Bible exhorts us, steadfast, unmovable, abounding always in the word and in the work of the Lord. He says, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Praise God, we don't have time to go into the provocation, but he says, don't do it. Paul, the Apostle Paul says, for some, when they had heard, did provoke. Some, he didn't say all, he said some, when they had heard, did provoke. They went there. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. He says, not all of them that came out of Egypt by Moses, but some. But with whom was he grieved? A question on the floor. Paul asked, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Those who had sinned, the Bible says, to unbelief. They didn't believe God. With whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware the Lord sware that they would not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. Was it not to them that believed not? He swore in his wrath, praise God, that they should not enter into his rest. So we see verse 19 says that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hold your pen there. They couldn't enter in because of one major factor that stands in their way and that's standing in the way today. We see that they could not enter in this rest because of unbelief. Now, hold your pen there. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Hebrews, and we want to start at that first verse and read down to verse 11. Let us therefore fear the fear of the Lord, that is, the reverence or respect, love, and worship. Praise God. When we fear the Lord, we have a reverence or a respect for God. We have a love for God, and we have worship. We continually worship him. To fear the Lord is to reverence him, respect him, to love him, and to worship him. It says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, that any of you, any of us, as it would, should seem to come short of it. For unto us was this gospel preached, as well as unto them. We all heard, yes, every one, every year. He says, for unto us this gospel was preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, those unbelieving ones. It didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which believe do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath. The Lord, the Apostle Paul says, he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, even while he was still mad, he came back and said, for we which believe do enter into the rest. The believers enter into the rest. They will enter into the rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. It's up to you. He said, I was even still in my wrath with those who were unbelieving. But God swore even in his wrath. He said, if they who will enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. The works were already finished. God is done what God is going to do. It's already finished. He completed the work. From the beginning of the foundation of the world. For he spake, verse 4 says, in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. The Sabbath. On the seventh day, he spoke on this wise. And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, verse 7, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, praise God, that's very specific, can't mess that up, child of God, if you will hear his voice, then harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward would have spoken of another day. If he was talking and giving rest to the ones in which he was speaking to at that particular time and in that place, would he not have, he wasn't just speaking, praise God, at that time and concerning that situation, but if he had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth, verse 9 says, therefore a rest to the people of God. There's a rest, praise God. I wish somebody was shouting on the mountaintops, shouting in the churches of the living God. There remaineth a rest to the people of God. Verse 9 of that fourth chapter of Hebrews. For he that is entered into his rest, that's presently, the one that will enter in, he that is entered, the one who decides, who makes a decision, a choice. He that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased. Praise God. I wish somebody would give him glory on this morning. He also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter. You got to work at this thing, child of God. Men and women of God, we got to work. Praise God. We got to work at this thing. Let us labor. The Apostle Paul says, therefore, to enter, in spite of this new revelation of what we've learned concerning about the Lord and concerning the work that he's already performed, let us labor, therefore, in light of this newfound information, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief, like those prior ones who through unbelief, they promote the Father, the Lord God, the creator of the ends of the earth. They promote him unto anger through their unbelief. Lest we also fall victim in similar fashion, let us enter, therefore, into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Beloved, our hearts turn away from the living God when we stubbornly refuse to believe him. Stubbornly. We stubbornly refuse to believe God. If we persist in our unbelief, glory to God, God will eventually leave us alone in our sin. If you persist, eventually he will leave you in your unbelief. He'll leave you alone in your sinful place, praise God. If that's where you choose to be, God desires that all men would walk in humility, would walk in obedience, would walk according to the promises of God and into the rest of the Lord. But if you persist, he'll leave you alone in your sins. But God can give us a new heart and new desires and new spirits. Ezekiel 36. 22 through 27, the reference there. To prevent having an unbelieving heart, stay in fellowship with other believers. Paul in the Bible, he exhorts us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, which is the manner of some. Because iron does sharpen iron, and we draw strength from other believers, one from another, praise God. So we have to stay in fellowship with other believers. Talk daily about your mutual faith. Keep talking it up. Keep encouraging one another. Keep speaking peace and truth, the truth of the Lord, one to another. Talk about your mutual faith. Be aware of the deceitfulness of sin. It attracts, but it also destroys. Sin is very attractive, but it also is very destructive. We have to encourage one another to not fall victim unto the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is very deceptive, praise God. It's attractive, but it's also destructive. And we ought to encourage each other with love and concern, praise God. The Israelites failed to enter the promised land because they did not believe in God's protection. They failed to enter because they didn't believe. Faith in God is believing God, is trusting the Lord. They didn't enter because they did not believe in God's protection, and they did not believe that God would help them conquer the giants in the land. Numbers chapter 14 and 15. Therefore, God sent them into the wilderness to wander for 40 years, beloved. 40 years they wandered because of their unbelief. This was an unhappy alternative to the wonderful gift he had planned. God had planned a different alternative, a different outcome for them, but because of their action, the unbelief, it was an unhappy alternative to the wonderful gift that he had planned for them. Lack of trust in God always prevents us from receiving his best. Oh, I would to God that somebody would hear me on today. Lack of trust in God always prevents us from receiving God's best. Oh, you better hear me, man of God. You better hear me, woman of God. You better hear me, child of God, on today. You have to believe the Lord. Some of the Jewish Christians who received this particular letter may have been on the verge of turning back from their promised rest in Christ, just as the people in Moses' day had turned back from the promised land. In both cases, the difficulties of the present moment overshadowed the reality of God's promise, and the people doubted that God would fulfill his promise. When we trust our own efforts instead of God's power, we too are in danger of turning back. Our own efforts are never adequate. Only Christ can see us through. We must never allow ourselves to fall victim and to believe in it more than him. There's a reason why the question is asked. Whose report are you going to believe, Isaiah asks? We shall believe the report of the Lord. We have to believe the report of the Lord in the midst of our present circumstances and situations. To believe his word more than what the doctor said. To believe his word more than what your bank account. The bottom line, that present calamity that's speaking loudest in your ear. You got to believe the report of the Lord, praise God, in the midst of your situation. The Israelites of Moses' day illustrate a problem facing many who fill our churches today. They know a great deal about Christ, but they do not know him personally. I need to say that again. The Israelites of Moses' day, they illustrate a problem facing many who fill our churches today. They know a great deal about God, but they do not know him personally. They don't combine their knowledge with faith. Let the good news about Christ benefit your life. Believe in him and then act on what you know. Trust in Christ and do what he says. It's about show and tell. He that has an ear, the Bible says, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. The Lord says you must not be forgetful hearers only, but be hearers as well as doers of the word. God rested on the seventh day, not because he was tired, but to indicate the completion of creation. The world was perfect and God was well satisfied with it. The rest is a foretaste of our eternal joy when creation will be renewed and restored. Every mark of sin will be removed and the world will be made perfect again. Our Sabbath rest in Christ begins when we trust Him to complete His good and perfect work in us. That is the day that you hear His voice. Don't harden your heart. God had given the Israelites opportunity to enter Canaan, but they disobeyed and failed to enter in Numbers chapters 13 and 14. Now God offers us the opportunity to enter His ultimate place of rest. He invites us to come to Christ. To enter His rest, you must believe that God has this relationship in mind for you. You must stop trying to create it, but you must trust in Christ for it. And we must determine to obey Him. Today is the best time to find peace with God. Tomorrow may be too late. He says, the day that you hear my voice. Today is a very good day, praise God, to believe God, a good day to trust God, a good day to confess Christ. God wants us to enter His rest. For the Israelites of Moses' time, this rest was an earthly rest to be found in the promised land. But for Christians today, it is a peace with God now and eternal rest on a new earth later. We do not need to wait for the next life to enjoy God's rest and His peace. We may have it daily now. He says, enter into the rest of the Lord. There remaineth the rest, but you have to enter. God provides it, but it's up to us to take full advantage. God's not going to do everything, beloved. He allows us to be able to have the opportunity that He sets before us, but it's up to us to take the initiative. Our daily rest in the Lord will not end with death, but will become an eternal rest in the place that Christ is preparing for us. John 14, 1 through 4. You remember He said, I got to go away to prepare a place for you. But if I go, I'm going to come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This time, He's coming back a second time, and He's not going to leave the people of God. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And the next time I come, I'm going to take you with me, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house there are many mansions, and I got to go and prepare one for you. So that when I take you with me, praise God, you're going to be with me forever and ever in the kingdom of my Father. Hallelujah. If Jesus had provided for our rest through faith, then why must we do our best to enter that place of rest? This is not the struggle of doing good in order to obtain salvation, nor is it a mystical struggle to overcome selfishness. It refers to making every effort to appreciate and benefit from what God has already provided. Salvation is not to be taken for granted, but it is to appropriate the gifts that God offers. And it requires a decision, and it requires commitment. I say again to each of you as we close on today, there remaineth a rest. But the question is, will you enter into that rest? Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word on this morning. And we're now down to our commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio. And joined in the studio with me is Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry. And he has been discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that he's doing called There Remaineth a Rest. There remains a rest. And we are down to the last 4 minutes of this segment, Pastor Fields. We're going to give you the opportunity to further encourage the people of God in this season via just words of encouragement or a closing prayer. The option is yours, sir, but the floor is not back yours.
Amen. And praise God. And certainly we thank God for each of you for your listening ear on today. We certainly know that God has provided so much for his people, and he desires for us to enter into the benefits of the blessings that he has for us. But once again, I encourage each of us to understand that we must take the initiative, as hard as it is, to be able to make it in today's term. It comes down to just simple childlike faith. Believe in God over believing in your situation. Believe in God more than your circumstances. Yes, the doctor said what they said, but God has ultimate power. And if you believe that and you stand on the concreteness of his word, then you'll accept what God says over and above what your situation is dictating in your life. We all go through times of trial. We all go through times of weariness. We all go through times where we tend to get down and out in ourselves. But like the prodigal son, we must get to a place where we come to ourselves. And he said, why am I sitting here flopping with hogs when my father, even in my father's house, there are servants that have bread and enough to spare? This is what I'm determined to do. He said, I'm going to pick myself up, and I'm going to straighten myself, and I'm going to go back home and fall upon my father's neck and beg his forgiveness. But we know the moral of the story, that when he was alone, far away off, the father seen and recognized him and ran to greet him and fell upon his neck and kissed him and hugged him and loved on him and told him to kill the fatted calf, put a ring on his finger and a robe, because he was glad. He said, my son, which is now dead, is now alive. Praise God. God wants the best for his children, but we must take the initiative to trust God, take him at his word. God bless you and keep you. He is our sincere prayer.
Our show has come to a close. If you have any further questions or comments that you would like to make to Pastor Rufus Fields concerning today's show or any that done here on Real Talk, you can forward that email information to God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And let me give you the website information just in case you have a show idea, an upcoming segment you would like him to do a teaching on. That website is www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as availing yourself in this time, in this season, you have the opportunity to bless the man of God and his various ministries that you would find on his website, as well as sponsor him on radio and television upcoming segments. Thank you for listening to the Real Talk segments here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host. And once again, Pastor Fields' website is www.godsanointedministry.com. Godspeed and God's blessing upon you in this season.
Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing, oh, for me, I am not.